Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
That's a hell of a game. That's the type of game we want to play. Starting with Greener. Hell of a job by Greener. Hey! PK and power play. Hell of a night. Oh. You out of the power play. Oopy, a lot of great saves for us. That's team identity. Let's keep that.
This one can go to many guys, but today it's going to McLeod.
Good game, boys.
We
need to play
it. Let's keep it going.
Okay, so I get the McDavid McLeod.
Yes, I got that Darlene, for the first time today.
But again, my limitations right now prevent me from going any further with that. Did you manage to run Google Translate as we ran that clip, Marty, is what we welcome you back on Sabres Live.
No, the only thing I can think of is, have you ever seen the Robin Williams doing the Irish guy?
Yes.
Like at a bar or yes. Inventing golf?
Yes.
How it's gibberish and you can't understand what he's saying? Or
pretty sure it was Scottish, not Irish.
Scottish, you're right, Scottish.
Golf from the Scots.
Yes.
Whatever you do.
It's not Irish. Irish, they got their beer. The Scottish have the golf. So, but Robin Williams speaking Scottish is more clear than Ryan McLeod accepting the vest last night.
100%. Good. Okay. Well, now that we haven't settled that, let's move on. Holy cow. My narrative continues to take a pounding.
The home team just winning yesterday.
Jesus. 591 now for home teams this year, down to 505 for road. Is it possible we see road teams dip below 500 at some point in this world of NHL play? I have to say,
home ice advantage is huge right now.
Especially now with the Sharks, you know, like the Sharks are more stable.
Sharky. Well,
I say that if they didn't have Vitek Vanacek last night, they would have got blown out of the water. I mean, holy cow.
But the Canadians should have won at home, and they give up a goal late. The Canadians should have won at home.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
up 2-1. They gave up a goal late to Coronado, and then the Flames win in overtime right off the draw. You know how face-offs matter? The Canadians actually win the draw, but Suzuki loses his stick, and Coronado gets the puck and then goes in and scores. Like, that's really like how sometimes possession after the face-off matters more than where the puck goes. That's one thing. The Islanders came back to beat Pittsburgh as well, which was
St. Louis had a big win overcoming just an
nightmare. Weird. So
huh?
It was very weird how it happened, because Dylan Holloway took a shot high in the chest neck area. Mm-hmm. He played the whole shift, had a chance at the other end, came back in his zone, then came back to the bench, like kind of shaking his head, like, ah, that doesn't feel that great. Then he sat on the bench, and then it started not to feel good. And the trainer is holding his head, and they're like, hey, there's something going on. We have to be careful. Yeah. So they brought on the stretcher onto the bench. They stretchered him off, took him to the hospital. The minute and a half that was left in the first period was put into the second period. And word was he was, you know, all good. They were doing some tests and everything. Reminded me a lot, not in the same situation, but the Montreal Canadiens.
Trent McCleary?
Yeah, McCleary. He actually got a slap shot in the throat, in the Adam's apple, and cracked his larynx or something, where they had to do basically cut open his neck in the locker room and put a breathing tube because he couldn't breathe on his own. Like, that's what I thought. When I saw the puck hit in the hallway in the chest last night and in the neck, I thought, was he not able to breathe anymore? Was it very, very serious? Luckily, it didn't turn out to be too serious, but they were very, careful with it, and it was a scary moment.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, there's never enough time to get into all of it. I suppose that's the beauty of, social internet, whatever is, you kind of read it at your own leisure. Yeah. But like, there are so many significant injuries right now, big names, and whether they're long term, short term, unknown at this point in time, like, poor Colorado. They've had such an up and down start, and we were just reiterating what they've been reiterating, which is they felt like they were getting healthy and bodies coming back. And then all of a sudden, Makar, who along with MacKinnon are riding 13 game point streaks, unable to continue in the third period last night. And, that was at a night when Arturi Lehkonen came back, immediately scored. They're hopeful of seeing Nichushkin in the lineup within a week, and, and Drouin and all the rest of it.
Rantanen, his first goal in 9 games off her. Mikko Rantanen, first goal in 9 games.
Yeah, Joe Sakic was actually interviewed on their post-game show last night. Oh, no, as was the coach. And it was actually, it was Jared Bednar who was, I sensed a real tone in his comment on it. Like, it's his best game in a while kind of thing, right? And obviously this is a huge year for Rantanen. He came flying out of the blocks with MacKinnon and Makar, and is projected to be that next $11-12 million a year player, and rightfully so based on his career marks to date. But it was big for him. Oh, did you see the Parker Kelly shift?
No, I did not see the Parker Kelly shift.
If I said to you, Gregory Campbell.
Yeah, like blocking shots and getting hurt and breaking something and still blocking shots.
Late in the game.
Oh, I didn't know it was him, but I noticed. Yeah, right before.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the goal.
5.
Yes.
5 out of this world blocks, all on one shift, only to have the puck go in after the last one.
Ended up Who scored they, on that one?
They
that
immediately was, then turned around and got the empty netter.
Matty Beniers had the deflection to make it 4-3, make it tight. And then they had an empty netter. And then Kovalenko scored on a really nice pass by Casey Milstead, by the way, the replay
with
of that.
No time left. That was kind of weird.
It was 2 seconds left. It's a garbage time goal. But okay. I know that, you know, just to help our audience kind of see what's happening around the league. Like everybody... You know, Sabres won. It was great. 5-1. They beat Ottawa. I think Buffalo is a much better team than their record. 5-7-1 right now. Ottawa 6-6. I think Ottawa has had some hot moment, cold moment, hot moment, cold moment. So that will be interesting to see, like, those two teams battling it out throughout the, you know, the year in the Atlantic Division. But there was a goalie interference challenge over the weekend on Sunday where Tampa plowed over Connor Hellebuck, and the goal still counted. And I was like, there's no way that goal should have counted. Connor Hellebuck got plowed over by Connor Geeky, and was it Morgan Geeky? It's a Tampa Bay Geeky anyway. There's two of them. But it got plowed over, and they counted it. After challenge, it was deemed that there was no goal under interference because the puck was in the crease and the rebound and loose puck rule was in effect, so the goal counted. Last night, we got Tage Thompson. He gets pushed by the defenseman over the goaltender, Linus Ullmark, and then he ends up scoring the goal because the puck hits him in the shoulder. But that was challenged. And I'm thinking, I looked at you and I said, that's a good goal. If they allowed the Brendan Hagel goal on Sunday against the Jets, they're going to allow that. Like, it was obvious and that was fine. But last night, we had two offside challenges that were both, like, if you look at them at first, you're like, that's offside. There's not going to be a goal. And then it turns out that both were declared onside and both were good goals after a long, long, long video review being challenged. So Colorado had one of them where they actually announced there's no goal on the play because the play was offside, just to have the players and the linesmen and the referees talk about it a little bit more. There was some confusion as to where the faceoff maybe was going to be. And then they're about to drop the puck and you get a buzzer. The referees go back to the penalty box, put the headset back on. And then they're like, wait a second. We didn't notice that it was Seattle that brought the puck back into their own zone.
Yeah, well, they fired it from the offensive zone and it rimmed all the way around. Yeah, they didn't like bring it back, but yes. Yeah.
But the definition of the possession was Seattle bringing the puck back into their zone. So they can't be offside on the play because it's not Colorado bringing.
Yeah, like Rantanen could have been behind the Seattle net at that point.
He could have been there the whole time.
And if the puck got rimmed around and came to him, it would have been fair. Yeah.
It would have been fair. But it was, if somehow the puck had been dropped and play had resumed, and all of a sudden the league realized, wait a second, like it took them a good 30 seconds after the original decision to come back and buzz back down and say, wait a minute, we've noticed something we hadn't paid attention to.
Yeah.
Like that was one that, remember the Dahlin play at the blue line a couple of years back where the league apologized because on the post game, you and I were talking about, wait a second, he was onside before touching the puck and it was deemed offside on the play. And they said, we made a mistake. Sorry. Yeah. It was almost like that last night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's becoming like many sports. The more you watch, the more you see different wrinkles and every single night, right? Like, and that's kind of, you know, part and parcel with the review process and then the evolution of the review process. And it was a bizarre play for sure. Colorado was victorious in part because of that. The Amerks, by the way, are in action tonight. Yes. And this is a good little newsworthy update. They've won 4 in a row. They're at Cleveland tonight. We talked yesterday about Jiří Kulik getting reassigned to Rochester after Zach Benson was activated. Well, Jiří steps in right away on the top line for the Amerks tonight. And Kisikov comes in as well. It'll be his first game. The downside to all of this is the fact that Noah Ostlund missed the last two games. He is out week to week with an upper body injury. And the previously red-hot Tyson Kozak is out day-to-day with a lower body injury. So that's what opens up the spot on the top line where Kozak had been playing. And, you know, Jiří's going to slide right into that position. And Kisikov will get his first look, which is really not a reflection of him at all to wait this long. It's just we knew this team was going to be crazy deep. With top-end picks and veteran signings, and they have proven to be that. So we'll see what they can do against Cleveland, you know, tonight before finally coming back home on Friday.
And for Jiří Kulik, when you look at it, okay, go play top line, top power play, get, you know, put up some numbers, get a feel, because, I mean, we're going to continue to talk about what's happening with the Dylan Cousins, Jack Quinn, and last night was Zach Benson line. They didn't really create much. And, you know, that's, I'm not expecting Benson to come in and change the dynamic of the line and creation of offense, but Cousins and Quinn are still struggling to create. So, you know, we could obviously see some movements at some point if Kulik is going to get back his confidence and produce at the AHL level. We could see him back in the lineup at some point. So yeah, this is not a demotion. That's just an opportunity for Jiří to get some playing time and be ready for when the call comes back up.
And just from a Kisikov standpoint, he's likely to slide in with Yops and Murray. So that's actually a really comfortable spot for him to come in and play with two veterans in this third, I think, matchup with Cleveland already this year. Might even be more than that. They've had their fill. Sandstrom expected to start in goal for the Amerks tonight. Quick break. Come back with a little bit more from around the NHL. And, yeah, a happy birthday greeting next on Sabres Live.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.